I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new Come Here, North Carolina episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
Have you listened to WUNC Music lately? If you think about it, it's North Carolina Public Radio's music discovery radio stream. Hope you realize, if you think about it, WUNC Music. Every day, every hour, something new. Listen and learn more about it at WUNCmusic.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. What's your favorite song from North Carolina? Too bad the scene is dead, North Carolina. I know that I'm wrong. Rudolph to Nashville. This year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song they love that says something about our home state. Etta Baker is a giant of a musician, but one who was only known to family and members of her community for most of her life. She was born in 1913 in Caldwell County. Legend has it that she started playing around the time she was big enough to hold a guitar, but she didn't record an album until she was 71.
But she had been very influential.
That's Wayne Martin, executive director of the North Carolina Arts Council.
In earlier decades, she had been recorded, and that music had gotten out and influenced a lot of guitar players. She was considered to be one of the finest fingerpick guitar players in the South. She later ended up receiving the National Heritage Fellowship.
Martin says he developed a friendship with Etta Baker over the years. They'd meet up, and whenever possible, Wayne made sure the microphones were out. This particular recording is from a circa 1991 session produced by Wayne and Wes LaShow at Overdub Lane in Chapel Hill.
She was what we were recording, and she said to me one day, do you think we could get in touch with John D. Holman? I love his music so much, and maybe we could do a couple of things together. So John D., who is still active as a musician and lives in Hillsboro, came around with his electric guitar. Etta had her acoustic guitar, and they performed this old standard called Crow Jane.
Don't you hold your head so high. Just remember, pretty baby, you gotta lay down and die.
You know, they just sat down and did this. There were no rehearsals. I mean, they both knew the song. They had played together on occasion and both admired each other's music. But when they sat down and played, it has a freedom that you... in the feel of it that you don't find in a lot of music.
Did you get that letter that I dropped in your backyard? I would come to see you, baby, but another man got me bought. Played a while.
When Wayne Martin hears this song, he says he hears a side to North Carolina music that most people miss. It's the music that's played by people who frequently did something else to make a living. Etta Baker worked in textile mills. John D. Holman worked in construction. But they both played music on the side because they loved it.
I think for Etta and John D., they were always happy to share their music with others beyond their community, but they still did it for their own fulfillment, for what it helped them remember the people they had learned from, the house parties that they had played for. And so I think it's important to listen to this music and realize it's been kept alive on kind of a grassroots level, and that this is the kind of music that in the end has enabled North Carolinians to give so much to our national cultural legacy.
Mama, look, mama, see what she done to me. She done made me love her, now she'll let me.
There are many, many people in our state who play because it's important, just as a way to express their feelings, or because they have, it reflects something about their family or their communities.
Poor Jane, don't you hold your head so high. Just remember, pretty baby, you gotta lay down and, yeah.
This recording of Etta Baker and John D. Holman playing the tune Crow Jane was recorded by Wayne Martin and Wes Lachaud around 1991. It's not been released commercially, but it is incredibly important and is one of the songs we love from North Carolina.
Crow Jane, don't you hold your head so high. Just remember, pretty baby, you got laid down and did you get that letter that I dropped in your backyard? I would come and see you, baby, but another man got me bought. Yeah.
This episode of WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast is part of a year-long series. We're producing it with help from the North Carolina Arts Council as a part of their Come Here and See celebration. You can find more episodes of this podcast at WUNCmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening.